Okay, we've said a lot already about Matanos Avionim. Our goal today is really just to add a few more Haaros, just to make sure that we've covered all our bases, and just to kind of keep it all together in the time that we have. And so essentially we've noted that there is some ambiguity about how to understand Matanos Avionim, and the ambiguity goes pretty deep for a few reasons. That it seems to be a hyper mitzvah staka that certainly has a lot of aspects in common with staka, seems to be about staka, and yet there are some ways in which it deviates. And we note that it has aspects of simcha to it. One way we haven't yet emphasized so much is that the Rambam in Mishneh Torah. So the Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Megillah, Rambam combines Megillah and Chanukah. So the first two prakim are Hilchos Megillah. So in the end of Hilchos Megillah, in the end of Parak Beis, so he writes that one should prioritize Matanos Levyonim on top of the other mitzvos of Purim, on top of Shalach Manos, on top of Suda. And he goes on to explain why. And we added another angle to this before Purim, talking about how Mishloach Manos itself maybe can give you reasons why, because Mishloach Manos perhaps shouldn't be made to detract from Matanos Levyonim for a number of reasons that are inherent to Mishloach Manos. But it starts with Matanos Levyonim, and the Rambam's language, if you recall, I think you saw it inside, that Matanos Avionim should be emphasized because there's no greater simcha than to be misameach those who are needy, and he quotes various proofs to this. So that seems to indicate that the simcha is the driving force of Matanos Avionim, but it's all about simcha. So that is one of the major places you can point to that's really what Matanos Levyonim is about. That, yes, it takes the form of staka, but it seems to be driven by an expression of simcha. There are some very beautiful drashos on the Moadim by a Rav from Miami, who passed away a number of years ago, Mordechai Shapiro. Sefer is called Imre Mordechai, if I remember correctly. So he has an essay there where he points to this Rambam both as one of the major makoros emphasizing simcha as the theme of Matanos Levyonim, and also to explain the idea the Rambam has about being marveh, that the notion of simcha as a constant on Purim. I think we actually spoke a little bit at the Suda. I think I mentioned there the idea that, pretty sure I did mention, the idea that the Shulchan Aruch has that unusual psak that you can get married on Purim, and how that's challenged by some because it's at odds with the notion that we have on Yantif, Vei Marv and Simcha V'Simcha, you're not allowed to get married on Chol Moed, on Pesach or Sukkot, it's Nesedarais to get married. That's what Tosfos understands from the Gemara, that this is Rashi and HaTorah, is Ein Ma'ariv in Simcha B'Simcha. So some of the Achronim explain, and we mentioned an approach along these lines on Purim, and some of the Achronim explain that when it comes to Yantif in HaTorah, so the idea is B'Samachta B'Chagecha, that there's a mitzvah of Simcha on that day. So you have to feel the Simcha in Yantif. So it's a stira to that day, to experience other simcha. It's a contradiction. And on Purim, it's a yom mishta v'simcha. But a slightly different way of saying that is that on Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos, the mitzvah is an action of simcha. While on Purim, it's a constant in the day. Just to parallel, and you shouldn't take this too far, because we also discussed as far as how the concept of Adol Yada is concerned. So without getting into practicalities of what this should mean, but he discusses there in the Sefer Emek Bracha, this is often quoted, comment Emek Bracha was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, of Pomeranchik. So he explained the idea of Adol Yada, Sa'adala yada. You can take this both ways. Because again, we're wary of encouraging drinking, so I don't want to misinterpret it. So adala yada, is that a sheer kiyum or a sheer p'tur, so to speak? Does that mean that it's something to strive for? You should reach that goal of adala yada? Or adala yada, that's too much. Once you reach adala yada, then you're off the hook because you've gone too far. So the problem is either way, it could get you drinking a lot. Because if you're aiming for adala yada, so then, yeah, you're aiming to get very drunk. But if you say the other way, then you're also going to be constantly drinking because, okay, so until I hit that point, I should always be drinking. So I'm not necessarily so comfortable with either approach. But taking the second approach, that it's a sheer p'tur, meaning as long as you're not that drunk, so you're still drinking. So that aligns with the idea that it's a yom mishta v'simcha. It's just always, constantly a theme of simcha. It's not a isolated mitzvah that is limited to one moment of the day. It's that it's built into the atmosphere. So he explains that this idea the Rambam is saying is that you should be marbe in the matanos levyonim, is that if you see the matanos levyonim as the expression of simcha, and the simcha is just a constant in the day, so then you should be constantly doing it the whole day. And maybe even more so than something like Mishloach Manos, which has a more specific function, which is a very interesting kind of idea. Hi.
Is that saying that really, that Mishloach Shergal, you need a specific kind of simcha, whereas in Purim you just need anything that brings you simcha?
Well, no, that is also said. That might also be true. It may also connect to the same idea, but it's not the same point. It may also be true, we did also say that in relation to the same pasuk of Yom Mishnah V'Simcha, but it's not exactly the same thing. Right? So we also said that connected to the idea that you can get married on Purim because Yom Mishnah V'Simcha would mean that anything that continues the notion of Simcha on Purim is consistent with it, as opposed to Pesach or Sukkot, even Chol HaMoed, where v'samachta b'chagecha would mean davka b'chagecha. But here, this is kind of a different point coming from the same words, that it's not that there is a localized mitzvah to be v'sameach on this day, it's that the day has simcha in it. So all the time should be simcha. So therefore, it's not matanos levyonim, it's just something you do and you're done. It's that all the time should be ma'arvav matanos levyonim, throughout the day.
We don't say right in the Shulchan Aruch that like the whole day requires simcha.
So apparently, within this understanding, it would say a little bit differently that you're not mekayim it. That there's like a constant theme of it, and that therefore it should be marbet and continue to express it throughout the day. So that's an interesting idea, and he also quotes there the name of Yipar Yom, which is the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Shlomo Gansried. The same idea was recorded in the Sefer Tirush V'Yitzar, that if you do say that the Rambam is correct, that Matanos Levyonim is a bigger priority than Mishloach Manos, so then how come it says it backwards in the Megillah? It says Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim. Should have said the other way around. Okay, except that we don't find that in Vikra, that it's listed that way, although you're right. So how come it does tell us first Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim? So it's just the way he explains it is the same way we mentioned before, that really the goal was Matanos Levyonim, but Mishloach Manos was enacted to give cover, that it was there so that there should be a setting in which the poor shouldn't be embarrassed. And this, when we come back to the Gemara's and Bava Basra, we'll see also this is going to be a major theme in Staka, striking just how extreme that theme is, that we want to try to make sure that there shouldn't be any embarrassment to the poor and we take some pretty major steps to do that. So here also, and the way the Paryon expresses it, similar to what the Tirush V'Yitzah writes, that since they didn't have the Beis HaMikdash to go to, so the Gemara says that when you don't have the Mizbeach, so Shulchano Shalada Machaper, a person's table brings some kapara, meaning that he should feed the aniyim, and that's how he gets atonement. So if there's a big crisis, so we have to try to give to the needy. So they were trying to give matanos l'avyonim, but they couldn't do that in a way that would bring embarrassment if they're going to do a mass campaign. We need to also try to create a context in which that's not going to create problems. So Mishloach Manos was there to be the cover. So it's mentioned first because that was enacted beforehand in order to create that context. And he also goes on to discuss the point that we started to bring up. So we started and we talked about Shalach Manos beforehand, and that was what triggered the whole discussion. The position of the Rama that Mechila is effective by Shalach Manos. So should Mechila also be effective by Matanos Lavyonin? So there, right, it's more misdaber that it probably shouldn't. And that if the purpose of Mishloach Manos, at least according to the view of the Manos Salevi, is about just creating warm feeling, the way the Chassam Sofer understood it, so okay, so then that's something that you could allow for Mechila to express the idea that it's the thought that counts. But if we're trying to actually help people, so that's not going to be effective by allowing a mechila situation. Presumably, also, it's not going to fit the language that Mishloach Manos, I always thought Mishloach Manos also sounds like you have to actually send it. But others thought that Mishloach could contain the meaning of offering. But Matanos, probably that really does mean it has to actually get there. I'm seeing two hands up. Okay, so Max, yeah?
I mean, it's I'm not sure if this is a legitimate point or not, but like, mm-hmm. Shalach doesn't necessarily mean receiving, no?
Well, I guess not. I thought it at least means have to send, because I guess the way I always envisioned the scenario, or the way I described the scenario, is that you have to, the way I described the scenario was that you call up, and he said, "Hi, I'm on my way with Mishloach Manos." And the individual said, "Oh, it's okay. Save yourself the trip. I'm so crowded with Mishloach Manos that I'm not going to be able to even let you in the house." So there wasn't even any Mishloach. But
I guess so. Or a very loose Mishloach.
Like, my mother told me this happened to her on Purim a couple times. So one person said they don't eat sweets anymore. Another person said that they're going to be traveling right away and they don't want to have to get rid of the food before Pesach. And she said she got rejected a couple times.
Should be in the car on the way there? Or?
Well, I don't know. But So, it's not as theoretical as it sounds.
But, I thought Mishloach Manos was the important kiyum because we need chametz to get rid of.
Right. So if you think of it that way, it's part of Shloshim Yom. That's what they say. Mitzaki and Purim, Shloshim Yom, and other days especially. So, in any event, so should this work for Matanos Levyonim also? So it's very mustaber that it shouldn't. And also to the Mekayim Levyonishmaso, so Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Chetzadik Levracha, in the Derech Hamuna, so he writes that he's very sure that there is not a kiyum in Matanos Levyonim. And certainly it makes sense, because the language aside, that to go back to the Chassam Sofer's tshuva about Shalach Manos, the tzad that he said that Mechila shouldn't work for Shalach Manos was the tzad that it was like tzedakah. So if you say that it's like tzedakah, Mechila shouldn't work, so then it would certainly seem that Matanos Levyonim Mechila shouldn't work. What was your comment,
Kevin? we mentioned before that, I may be getting confused, but that Mishloach Manot, one of the reasons for it is that the, like, deaf, poor people won't get embarrassed. And
yeah.
So for that answer, wouldn't that also, you would also be, it would be the same in that you would be, wouldn't want, Mechila wouldn't work.
Right, yes, okay. It should also fit. Right, so it seemed like all the reasons to say that when applied to Mishloach Manos, Mechila shouldn't work, so it seemed that that should apply to Matanos of Yonim also. So it's hard to make a case that you should have a situation where you should be Yotze with Mechila. So it's hard to make that case. And it's a very central question for Mishloach Manos. That's what triggered that whole conversation. You could say that it had a fateful role in the whole field of Shalach Manos scholarship, because since that tshuva, the Chasam Sofer, was so influential, and it all got the ball rolling through that Psak of the Ramah about Mechila. So this Shaila is not a Stam Shaila. This is the patient zero in Shalach Manos Shailas. But when it comes to Matanos Savionim, it certainly seems to be much more straightforward. So just as far as the time we have left today, I want to just also share, there's a very, very beautiful and extremely popular Sefer on Moadim over these past few years. And that Sefer I have over here, Erech HaMoadim, it's the Shiurim of Rav Rucham Olshan, who is one of the Rashi Yeshiva of Lakewood. And over the past 2 years, they've come out with the volumes of his Torah, and they come out in two formats. It has both the Sichos, and also the Shiurim. And they're both very beautiful. And they've come out, you know, just about on all the Moedim of the year. And both the Sichos, the Musar, and the Shiurim are both very, very beautifully done. I think there's a whole group of people who work on them. But he has a lot to say on a lot of things, and they are extremely well received, as they should be. So I didn't want to let this sugya go without looking at it at all. And I'm sure a few weeks when we talk about the Pesach topics, we'll have some opportunities to reference them as well. But he has a lot to say on these topics of Matanos Levyonim, so I thought that in the next few minutes we'll just also share some of his points about this also. So, and just a number of points here. So just in terms of, this is ironic to be discussing this like after Purim, but he has here a piece about giving Matanos Levyonim before Purim. So I think I gave you the Magen Avraham to look at. So the Magen Avraham, the Tafresh Sali Dalid, he quotes the Baal HaMor. Right? The Baal HaMor, in the very beginning, Dapei Harif, Aleph Mibbeis, Dapei Harif, the Baal HaMor writes, Lo yitein lahem kodem purim, dilma ochlu lahu kodem purim. And so you shouldn't give the Matanos Tevyonim before Purim, because perhaps he will consume them all before Purim. And what emerges from there is that probably Meikar Hadin, you could give Matanos Levyonim before Purim. It's just that the concern was that they maybe will get used up before Purim. So therefore, as a matter of policy, it was advisable not to. But let's say you were confident that the individual would hold on to them until Purim. Or, so let's say it's what happened, you sent them before Purim, and you didn't use them up before Purim. Then the impression one would have is that you would be Yotze. It's technically possible to give them before Purim. But he writes, this is something we have to look into. Because since Matanos Levyonim is one of the mitzvahs hayom of Purim, so how exactly should it work to be able to give them before Purim? Now, how do we find that with any mitzvah it's possible to do the mitzvah before the time of the mitzvah has come? And even if you were confident, even if you knew it was true, that the Avyonim did not consume it before Purim, still the Maisa HaMitzvah of giving these Matanos was not done during the time of the mitzvah. How should that be okay? And indeed, the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan is indeed for that reason different. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Tav Reish Sadi Dalet Beis that in such a case you are not Yotze, as it says, V'chayiv Litein Davka B'Purim Atzvo. Aval Kodem Purim Afilu Nosan Mefurish Al Purim Enamo. It's pretty obvious to him that even if you sent, you gave it to him before Purim, and you said explicitly, "I'm giving this to you for Purim," the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and he's pretty sure that's no good. However, he does acknowledge that if you did this through shlichus, if you gave it, then that's what many of us do practically. That if you give this through a shliach before a Purim, and that shliach is going to give it on Purim, that would work. What we're talking about here is that you give it to the Ani before Purim and say you want to give it to him with this understanding that he's going to use it on Purim, says the Aruch HaShulchan, he's confident that that's not effective. And the Machz HaShekel, who's a super commentary, not talking about the quality here, but his commenting on the Magen Avraham, writes that Afma Tazv Yom Mitzvaso Dav Kibyom HaPurim. So when the Magen Avraham says you give before, so the Machz HaShekel says, but Matazv Yomim, the mitzvah is on Purim. So Sarach Lomar, the Al Kol Ponim Nosin Shtei Matazv Yomim Gam Biyom Purim. So you must also do Matanas Av Yomim on Purim. So here he's apparently assuming a big chiddush that what the Magen Avraham is saying, that you still have to give matanos levionim on Purim, and also maybe you'll do more than that. Fulfilling your chiyuv with this before. The assumption is you're also doing more. That's what he's assuming that the Baal HaMor, that the Magen Avraham is quoting, is saying, which is a big chiddush. And just to also throw in again, we mentioned last time that we have a little bit of a confusion from the whole sugya of Magbis Purim, which is one of the major makoros in our sugya, that sugya in Bav Metzia, where a lot of the Rishonim said very interesting things about Matanos Levionim. And then we saw that a number of Achronim, a good number of Achronim, aren't even sure that they're talking about Matanos Levionim. That there was some significant ambiguity about if Magbis Purim really is Matanos Levionim. That maybe there is this additional collection that was taken up Purim time, and that was what all those Rishonim were talking about. So if that was true, so then that significantly confuses us. Not in a way that makes it irrelevant, because it's interesting to note, as far as understanding some of the valuable concepts of Purim, that minig developed, and it does teach us a lot about how it fulfills certain values of Purim. But if at the end of the day it wasn't actually fulfilling the Takanas Chazal of Matanos Levionim, so then that's important for us to know. So same issue here. If this is what the Machz HaShekel is saying, that the Baal HaMor and the Magen Avraham are referring to some extra kiyum or some extra practice of staka surrounding Purim that's not actually being Mekayim Matanos Levionim, then that's something we need to know about. And as much as, yeah, Yagdil Staka V'Yadir, it's great that there's even more Staka going on, and it's clearly got a value to it, but if this isn't fulfilling our Chiyuv, then that's something more to be conveyed. Yes, sir?
I mean, obviously it's an issue Chiyuv-wise, but
yeah.
I mean, is there, I don't really see, let's say, the like problem with, I guess, fulfilling the spirit of the law but not the letter.
Well, like, the problem is that you still have a letter to do.
But I think the Machz HaShekel says, okay, so give Matanos Levionim and Gan Purim.
If you know that, as long as you're making that clear. And so, you know, if they were not making that clear to you, you know, then there is something that's kind of lacking in the sources. You know, certainly to say that we have a hanhaga to, and you find that advice, you know, you don't find that necessarily as explicitly, but we do tell people that when it comes to Shalach Manas, that a lot of the extra things that happen in Shalach Manas are on top of your basic chiyuvim. So then, certainly, that's all wonderful, but we need to know that. So, he goes on to say here, Revulsion says, it seems that we could explain the Baal HaMor based on what we saw, that there is a, what we've seen throughout, that there is a machlokas regarding the basic understanding of Matanos Lavyonim, that according to Rashi's, he understands that it comes from Staka, but according to the other Rishonim, he quotes here the Ritva and the Ramban and the Tosa Rash, those are all sources in the Gemara and Bav Metzia, and the Ramban, which is referenced, the mitzvah is a function of Simcha. So according to Rashi, if it comes from Staka, so then it seems like it definitely makes sense that you have to give them the Staka on Purim itself, because the mitzvah is the giving of the Staka, and then you would for sure have to do the act of the mitzvah during the time of the obligation, as opposed to the other Rishonim, that it's about the simcha, it's about the goal, it's about that result. So then it's possible to say that you could actually give them the tzedaka beforehand. Because it's possible to say that the form of the mitzvah is not the actual giving of the money. Ella, it is the joy of the poor individual on Purim himself. It's just that there's a responsibility on every Jew to prepare for the needy a proper gift that will make him happy on Purim. And that action, that preparatory action, can happen even before Purim, as long as the result is you're going to gladden this poor person on Purim itself. That will fulfill the purpose of the mitzvah. And he notes that this is something that we see explicit in the Sefer Yad Arum, which is quoted in the Ber Hetev. So you may not necessarily have a Yad Arum, but you have a Ber Hetev on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, who has a suffix. The Ber Hetev has a suffix regarding Shalach Manas. So let's say you send the Shalach Manas before Purim. Are you Yotze the Chiyuv, given that you sent it before the time of the mitzvah has come? So his language is, I have a Safek Odnes Dapakti, Misha Shalach Lechaver B'din HaSayam, Shnei Manos, or Shnei Matanos, or Shnei Vyonim, Kodim Purim. If somebody sent Shalach Manas or Matanos of Yonim to the two of Yonim before Purim, Uva Purim Atzvo Bavad Megim Liado, and it's going to reach him on Purim. Yotze de Chavaso Olo. So Yotze, and his language is, Mi Neima Kevan de Bishash Shalach Lohayachayiv Behem Loinafik. Should we say, at the time when he sent, he wasn't Chayiv, so he's not Yotze? Like Dilma, maybe we should say Kevin de Purim Atzmo. Maybe since by Purim itself, Shehu Shas HaChiyuv Higil Yado Nafik. That since Purim itself, which is the time of the Chiyuv, that it reached him, so he's Yotze. And he quotes there the Ararun, that his opinion is that it's going to be Yotze. We've got him on the right time, so therefore he's Yotze. All very good. So to explain the nature of the Safek here, if you look in the Yad Aharon inside, he says that from this Baal HaMor that we started with, it seems that you are Yotze. because his language was, as we saw, that you shouldn't give the matanos before Purim. Maybe they'll come to consume it before Purim. Where it sounds like if you knew that he was going to use it on Purim, it would be okay. And the reason is, why? V'hatam d'simcha b'yomo b'inan. Because you need the simcha on the day. Here he's assuming that Shalach Manos and Matanos Levionim are sharing a purpose here. Yes, sir.
I don't understand how there could be a suffix at all. It's pasha to me. You need to prepare to do the mitzvah before you do the mitzvah. Like, you know, I need to purchase a lulav etrog in order to do lulav etrog on, you know, the first day of Yom Tov. I don't think anybody would say that it's a problem that I bought my lulav etrog in advance. So similarly, I have to give, you know, matanos levionim or, you know, shalach manos, and I am sending it to somebody. So that's part. That's the, you know, the it's a hachana for the mitzvah. It's, you know, otherwise the mitzvah might be unachievable. Like,
yes, except that not every form of giving requires breaking it up into two stages, right? Theoretically, you could focus on a type of giving that was more direct, you know, in which case you wouldn't necessarily have to have that kind of a question. So you could say that in a chanami, maybe I have to only give it in ways where I can give it miyad liyad, because maybe I do need to, or if I do have to break it up, then maybe the emphasis should be on when I give, right? The same way that we saw at the outset that when we look at staka, there are different places to emphasize, and that maybe the emphasis should be on my generosity, and therefore maybe I should be generous on Purim. And the fact that somebody will only receive my benefit later, okay, so fine, let them get the benefit later, but maybe I should be generous on Purim. Maybe that's the mitzvah. Perhaps.
Exactly. Especially since before we were focusing on the simcha, not of the person who received the gift, or the giver.
Maybe, so, yeah, perhaps. Could have heard that as a possibility. Shmuel, did you have a... So, he says, V'nira de kavanasa kanal, that seems like since the purpose of the matanos levionim is to gladden the oni on Purim, so even if I sent the matanos before Purim, that'll be accomplished. And he assumes that there's a commonality here between matanos levionim and mishloach manos. And he goes on to note here, revulsion, that this is basically explicit in the Baal HaMor himself, because the Baal HaMor is actually referring to the Gemara in the very beginning of Megillah. The Gemara is talking about the Gemara in Beis Amid Aleph, which is talking about the Kfarim HaMakdim LeYom HaKnisa. De'eno elo ladas Rabbi Akiva. Chachamim pligi v'sagzim on his ene kfar makdim le'em ha'knisa. So here, this is going to get a little bit involved. Let's just get this, let's see. Alright, maybe in just a time we will. We're not going to finish. Let's skip this. It's got a little long proof from here, so let's get this. Okay, so Maj Hikshu al Zamach says Shekwar Chashochan. So what about the question? This goes to Zach B's point. So what about the Machsa Shekwar Chashochan's question that from Matanos Avyonim, isn't that Mitzvah Sayom? And shouldn't you have to do that on the day itself? So if they're assuming that it comes from a tzedakah perspective, so it makes sense that, yes, you'd have to do that maisa on Purim itself, because the mitzvah is not just to make him happy on Purim, but the mitzvah is from the perspective of the giver, to give a gift to the poor. And that's why they raise this question, that how should you be able to do it before Purim? That's the question of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Machzeh Shagol. However, writes Rav Olshan, it's not so mukhrach. Because one could easily understand the reason of the Balamor, that the purpose of the mitzvah is because of the Simcha of the Ani. And therefore, he holds that since the purpose is that the Ani should be happy on Purim, and therefore you fulfill that even if you do the Maisa beforehand. Okay. However, he goes on to note here that the Magen Avraham, in referring to the previous topic about whether you have in mind when you make a Shachianu to include Matanos Levyonu, so here on this point, the Magen Avraham quotes this Balamor Lahalacha. Right, that theoretically you could give Matanos Levyonim before Purim. But the Magen Avraham also seemed to hold that Matanos Levyonim is actually not about Simcha, it's about Staka. Because the Magen Avraham did not include Matanos Levyonim in the Shechianu. Right, that we mentioned last time. When you make the Shechianu on Purim, you should include all the other mitzvos. So he doesn't include Matanos Levyonim. So why is that? It seems like because he holds that it's not a mitzvah of Purim that only comes occasionally. It's because it's a mitzvah of Staka. So if that's the case, so if it's not a mitzvah of Staka, so it's, then it doesn't seem like it's a mitzvah of Simcha that's happening on Purim, because then why shouldn't you make a Shechianu on it? So he goes on to say, it's a little bit complicated question, says the Aruch HaShulchan's opinion actually makes a lot of sense here. So the Aruch HaShulchan also wrote like the Magen Avraham, L'chaven b'shas b'recha shechiyanu shemekru megil liftor al mitzvah suyas purim mishloach manos below his kermis matanos v'yon. He also left out matanos levyonim in the shechiyanu. And we explained his reasoning, because he holds that matanos levyonim is also just dam staka, and therefore it doesn't count as an occasional mitzvah. And therefore, we understand how he asked that question, that it should have to happen on Purim. It's a mitzvah of Staka that happens to be applicable on Purim. So then, that actually seems to be a question on the Magen Avraham. So therefore, so we have to explain that even according to the Rishonim, that Matanos Levyonim is because of Staka, it's still possible to give the Matanos Levyonim before Purim. Because you can still say that Gam Mitzvah Staka de Alma, Ein Mahus HaMitzvah Etzem Maisa HaNesina. The nature of the Mitzvah of Staka is not the giving itself. Ela Mashiyesh L'Ha'ani HaMos Shenasan HaNosein. The nature of the mitzvah of staka is the fact that the ani has the money that you have given. V'chein mispayer behedja v'divrei Rashi parshuski seitze. And here, this goes back to the very beginning of what we spoke about in terms of the purpose of staka and whether staka can be fulfilled without kavana and things like that. If you recall, let's go back to our original discussions. Rashi Parshas Kiseitze. Zel Lashono, Nafla Sela Miyado. Rashi writes, Parak Chavdale Pasuk Yutes, Parshas Kiseitze. Let's say a coin falls from your hands. If you drop the coin and an ani finds it, you are blessed from that. The source is the Medrash. Asher mavur b'zad yisod mitzvasaka hu kabbalas ha'ani u'miloi chisrono. So what do you see from here? That the fundamental principle of staka is the ani receiving it and having his needs fulfilled. V'lo maisa nesinas ha'nosein, and not just the giving. U'ki yisod zeh kasev ha'chem de shlomo. And this is what the Chem de Shlomo writes in his Shuvas. Mitzvah staka de'ein tzarech v'asos maise bi'adayim. The mitzvah of staka does not require that one does an action physically. V'afim e'niach ha'ani she'yito mishalo. Even if you let the ani take on his own, Afim ein nosen biadayim, even if you don't give yourself, afal pikein nos vanasa mitzvah, still the mitzvah is done. Ti ikar ha mitzvah shiya lo ani de machzoro, because the nature of the mitzvah is, right, this goes to the core of our sugya. The nature of the mitzvah is that he should have his needs fulfilled. Hare mavur bidvarav to bitstaka ein mahus ha mitzvah maisa nesina satstaka. You see that the nature of the mitzvah is not the giving of the staka, ela mashiyesh l'ha'ani de machzaro asher yechzuro. That the ani should have that which he is lacking. V'chein kasev b'no shon nodi b'yehuda, and this is what the nodi b'yehuda's son writes, in his Sefer Ahavasion, which is maybe his Sefer, has Torah from the sun. There are drush from there from the sun. B'shem Aviv David, quoting from the father. Zel Ishono says, why do you not need Kavana, the mitzvah of Staka? Ba'asiyah Staka, Moshe, Moel, Hamais, Af, Beli, Machshavas, at Staka. That when it comes to Staka, the Maisa counts even without the Machshava. As the Gemara says in Psachim, Ha'omer Sela Zul Tzedaka Al Menash Yichya Bni Harezu Tzadik Amar. That if somebody says this money is for Tzedaka so that my son should live, that is considered to be Tzadik Amar. And he says, my father, that is the Nodi Behuda. Nasan Tamlaza, he says, why is this true? Lama B'chol HaMitzvos Tzarech Lisein. Normally, when it comes to a mitzvah, you have to do it for l'shem shamayim and not to receive a prize. Uva mitzvah staka hu tzadik gomer, and here you consider it to be a tzadik gomer. If you do it for this reason. Amar Adoni Avimari Hagon says in Ode Behuda, Shekol mitzvah Hashem, Ein Os L'Shem mitzvah, Ein Bo Mamish, Ein Os Siklum. About Benesina Staka, Av She Ein Bo Machshavas mitzvah, when it comes to Staka, even without a Machshavas mitzvah, Filu Hachay, Yesh To'ela Supula Bas Yaso. Even so, there is purpose in its action. Daha Ha'ani Nenem Imenu, because the Ani is benefiting from it. V'ein chiluk leha'ani, there's no benefit to him in mekabel osot stakul shmo'lo. He doesn't know or care whether it's happening with good intent or not. Harebavur b'dvarav deleke din l'shma v'mitzvah staka. What you see from there, from the Nodi Behuda, is that it doesn't matter whether the staka is done for the right reasons or not. Ki gam shelo l'shma mekabel ha'ani hato'elos. Because even when it's not lishma, so the ani receives the toeles, verei zohi tachlis ha-mitzvah. That's the purpose of the mitzvah. V'chein hevi ha-beis ha-levi. Beis ha-levi writes this in his drashas, t'chassu rebuseinu achronim, the mitzvah staka mahani gam shalol lishma, yosem yibachol shar ha-mitzvahs. That staka, the action counts, even when it's not for noble purposes, more than all the other mitzvos. D'ma'ich b'slei l'ani ha'makabu machshavto shalonosein. What does the ani care for the intent of the no saying, Kevan de Ben Kach u Ben Kach Megillo al Koponim Hatovim Imen. Given that, he gets the benefit one way or another. So here you see, this ties in the core of the Matanos Levyonim issue to the very fundamental principle we've been talking about from the very beginning. Right, of trying to understand the whole Kfiya principle as far as Staka, and the question of how to understand what Staka is about. And we've seen, really, there are two parallel angles, but at least one of them is this idea of there being an objective benefit to the Ani regardless. And if we see it as benefit-focused, so then it would seem like that's what we're looking to happen on Purim. That there should be a benefit to the Ani on Purim. And therefore, even if your Nesina happened before Purim, that could still fulfill this goal, as long as the receiving happens on Purim. And in a footnote here, he writes that it was shown to him that in the Shiurim of Rav Aaron Yaffin, it's quoted in the name of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that when it comes to giving tzedakah, there's no preference here specifically that it should be with the right hand, because the purpose is the goal of benefiting the Ani. But he quotes differently, once again, from the Sefer Derech Amuna of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, so to get another reference thing. And then to go back to this point, he says that when it comes to Matanos Avyonim, according to the Magen Avraham, so it's Midin Mitzvah Staka. So the purpose is not the Maisa Nesina, but it's the goal that happens of the recipient, the receiving of the Ani, and fulfilling his need. Just like we see by Tzedaka Ba'alma. U'memeila shaper hevi amagin avram shitas abalamar te'efsher litein matanos levyonim kodem purim Kosho Yochlam Ha'ani Kodim Purim, the Kevin Shayna Khefta Shal Mitzvah Etsa Maisa Nasina, Kamoba Mitzvah Staka de Alma, Shayna Khefta Shal Mitzvah Etsa Maisa Nasina, Shapar Roy Litnim Kodim Purim. So therefore, it could still make sense to do this even before Purim. Vasi Shapar. So that really corresponds to one particular angle within the mitzvah of Staka. Now, the truth is, to then go to that question of Magvis Purim, if we say that Magvis Purim is something distinct from Matanos Levyonim, maybe we could actually say that they both exist and they accomplish two different goals of Staka. Alright, that maybe there is both Staka and Simcha, and that it's the same two Tzedim in Staka that we've seen. And that there is the idea of Staka as Valachta Vidrachav and expanding your own personality. And that is a mitzvah, especially of Simcha and Purim. And there's also Staka of helping people, which is also intensified on Purim because there are greater needs on Purim. And they both find greater expression on Purim. And they both have extra kiyumim. So Matanos Levyonim is an extra mitzvah of Staka on Purim. And this Magbis Purim is also a reflection of the Simcha, the way the Rishonim understand it, of the giving. That is just more generalized. Even though each one, I think, has multiple crossover points. So it's going to be hard to make everything line up perfectly because they're going to kind of cross-pollinate in a lot of ways. So there's a lot more to say about this because it's just a constantly expanding topic. But I think we're going to have to give it an end at some point. So again, so I think tomorrow we'll start our Chazara, and we'll see what we can slip in from point to point, with the goal of having a midterm appointments a week from